بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, after speaking about the Battle of Badr and what had taken place with regard to the captives that were taken at Badr, now to conclude Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the various groups of believers. On one hand, we had the Muhajireen, those who migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. And then we had the Ansar, those who were the residents of Madinah Munawwara. And they assisted, they opened their arms, they opened their hearts, their homes to the Muhajireen. These were the two main groups of Muslims that were now in Madinah Munawwara. And then there was a third group of believers who were still in Makkah Mukarrama, they had not yet migrated. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the first two groups, the Muhajireen, those who migrated, and the Ansar, the original residents of Madinah Munawwara, they will have the pact of brotherhood established between them. In other words, they will be responsible for one another, they will be obliged to protect and look after one another. And in the earlier days of Islam, they even inherited from one another. But the third group, those who are still in Makkah Mukarrama, then the first two groups are not obliged to offer protection to them, and they will also not inherit from them. And if this third group has some agreement with the mushrikeen of Makkah that they will not wage war with them, they will not fight with them, then this agreement that they have made will not extend to the two groups in Madinah Munawwara. These two groups of believers, if they wish to attack the mushrikeen of Makkah or they wish to wage war with them, fight against them, then they are at liberty to do so. And any agreement made by the third group will not be binding on them. So this is what is spoken about. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, those who believed and then they migrated and they strove with their wealth and their lives in the path of Allah, that's the Muhajireen. And the second group, وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَنَصَرُوا, those who granted them shelter and assisted them. Then these two groups, أُولَٰئِكَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ, they are the allies, the friends of one another, the brothers of one another. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يُهَاجِرُوا, and those who have believed but have not yet migrated, the third group that are still in Makkah Mukarrama, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلَايَتِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا, then you are not in any way obliged to protect them or to take care of them until they also migrate. So you will not be obliged to offer any protection to them. However, Allah then mentions, because they are believers, they do have iman, if they seek assistance from you for any deeni matter, if they have been being persecuted because of deen, and they seek the assistance of the two groups in Madinah Munawwara, then it will be necessary to help them. So when it comes to general protection, when it comes to inheritance, monetary assistance, then you do not need to take care of them. But if they ask for specific assistance regarding deen, then you should help them because they are believers. وَإِنِ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, if they seek your assistance regarding deen, فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ, then it is necessary for you to help them. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٍ, unless of course they are asking your assistance against some tribe or group that you already have a pact with. You have already made some pact with them of peace, and now this group is asking for help against them. Then of course you will not get involved. But in general, if they need deeni assistance, you will assist them. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and Allah sees your actions. Allah sees whatever you do. So these are the three groups of believers. The first two, Muhajirin and Ansar, are regarded as brothers to one another, and they are responsible for one another, for protection, etc. And then we have the third group in Makkah Mukarrama. Then a fourth group, this is now the group of the disbelievers. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, Allah says the disbelievers, they are all allies of one another. Wherever they are, whatever their condition may be, they are all one group, one category. They will always be friends to one another. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ, if you, O believers, do not help one another, do not assist one another amongst yourselves, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ, then there will be mischief and corruption, chaos in the land. So this fourth group of disbelievers, they are of course always at war with, or they have hold enmity against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, against the believers. Therefore, it is necessary for you to help one another against them. That's why we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Kufru millatun wahida. When it comes to disbelief, then regardless of what religion a person may belong to, or whether he even has a religion or not, but they are all in one category, one group, and that is they will always be against Islam. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. Allah now repeats this for emphasis. The first two groups, those who believed and migrated and strove in the path of Allah, and then those who granted them shelter and helped them, they are the true believers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. They are, in reality, those who have true iman within their hearts. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. And they will have forgiveness from the side of Allah. وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And a very noble provision that will be kept for them. And this refers to Jannah. And then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the last verse of the surah, now speaks about the believers that will come after this. Those who at this point have not yet brought iman, but they will accept Islam later on, where do they fall? Where do they fit under? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِن بَعْدُ. So Allah says, those who will bring iman at a later stage, وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا مَعَكُمْ. But they also then migrate and strive with you. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنْكُمْ. Then they will also be a part of you. In other words, after this verse was revealed, after the initial earlier stages of migration of Hijrah, and we have the Muhajirin and Ansar in Madinah Munawwara, and now at a later stage some person accepts Islam, and then he also joins up with these believers in Medina, and he then also migrates, and he also then takes part in the different campaigns, etc., then he will also be included amongst you. Finally, Allah speaks about inheritance. وَأُولُو الْأَرْحَامِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلَى بِبَعْضٍ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Because these Muhajirin and Ansar were inheriting from one another, and this was the law in the earlier days of Islam, Allah now reminds us that when it comes to a person's relatives, his family members, then they also have more right over one another according to the decree of Allah. In other words, we should not overlook the right of the relatives because of this pact of brotherhood. Sometimes the Muhajir and Ansar, when they were paired with one another in Madina Munawwara, they became so close, they would help one another, etc. And a person may then feel that all my inheritance should go to this person. Although he is not my family member, he is not my blood brother, but the pact of brotherhood has been established. Here Allah reminds us that relatives will still be more worthy, more deserving of the wealth of their relatives. So this should not be forgotten. Of course, later on, the verses of inheritance and mirath were then fully revealed, and inheritance between the Muhajir and Ansar were then cancelled, and it went only to one's family members. But at this stage, Allah still reminds us of the importance of the relatives. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Verily, Allah has knowledge over everything. So this is the completion of Surah Al-Anfal. And inshallah, next week we'll commence with Surah Al-Tawbah. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.